No.
No, that's cruel because you're supposed to have trouble going to sleep. He took that from you. Don, if you're listening, come on, man.
No, here's what happened. How did they? All the grandparents were there, and we went out and went to a friend's house and hung out there for a little while, and then we came back, and Santa had already been there. So this is probably about 9 o'clock or something like that, 9 to 10 o'clock, and then we had a chance to mess around and play with our toys and then went to midnight mass.
Yeah.
So when after midnight mass, we would go to someone else's house and eat breakfast or something. So we were up till like 4 in the morning. It was crazy.
Well, I've never heard of, I think to most kids, it's the can't go to sleep thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you wake up, but you didn't get... You didn't get to experience. I feel for others, I do. I mean, Dan.
Yeah, what did you think when other kids talked about Christmas morning? You guys
we woke up and ran downstairs. You're going, what?
Well, Santa already came to my house.
You see, Peon, and you know this, Dan just kind of glosses over it like it's not painful.
Right.
That, it has to be very... I'll bet you a psychiatrist...
This is my normal. Sorry.
If a psychiatrist could get a hold of you and pull it out of you, what he would pull out would be a little Danny Strauss screaming for the opportunity to go to sleep and wake up and Santa Claus came. Other kids had it. Not you.
And we did that once or twice, and that kind of messed with my head a little bit because
stick to one thing or the other.
Yeah, but once or twice we had to do the Santa Claus came late.
To me, I mean that was it. Just going to bed, try your best to go to sleep. I can't believe I can remember it, but I can because I knew the rest of the story, as Paul Harris would say. I think by the time it was Paul Harvey. eight or so. And we have to be very careful what we say right now, because there are people with kids in the car, so you can't blurt out, you know, there's no such, that kind of thing.
I was right around, like you said, eight and a half, nine, somewhere in there when I figured it out, or when someone said
I remember where I was and how it happened that I let it slip. That I knew the truth, and my little brother was right there. We were in the car. We were in the back seat of the car going somewhere, and it was Christmas time, and I blurted out, do you guys remember exactly when it was that I found out there was no fill in the blank? And my brother went, what? And of course, that was it.
Oopsie.
It was too late.
I think I lived at home till maybe early 20s. I can't remember exactly. Maybe even 25. And my younger sister...
Yeah, about to tell us you didn't find out till you moved away.
No, my younger sister, who is 9 years younger than me...
Last week.
9 years younger than me, so even at like 13, 14, 15, 16, she still insisted that we all wake up at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
I think it's fun.
At a certain point, though, when you're 24, you do not want to get up at 7 in the morning.
Oh, you're right. When you're the old age of 24, you're right. Who wants to get up early when you're that old? I don't remember much, but I do remember I got a chance to help with the surprise, if you want to put it that way. And if their kids listening, they won't be able to figure out what I'm saying here. But my dad bought my brother, because I had a bike, and he'd have a bike, so he had to have a bike. So my dad bought one at Firestone, at the Firestone dealer. The car dealer sold bikes.
Yeah.
And it was a Firestone bike, like there was a Western Auto bike. Remember that? Western Flyer. So he buys the thing, and we don't have a truck. So my dad says, you ride it home. I'm 12 or something. He said, and I'll follow you in the car. So we're rolling the edge of the road, and we got home, and it starts raining. So now it's got mud in the tread. So we're trying our best to clean it up, and it gets put under the tree. And my brother comes down, and the first thing he says is, how did mud get on my tires of my new bicycle? And I remember I had decided I had a story. And I said, sometimes, you know, I said, look, Santa Claus had to take the bike out of the sleigh, down from the roof, roll it into the house. It probably got mud on it when he rolled it across our yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh, okay. He was okay then. But it was like, somebody rode my, Goldilocks, somebody's been sleeping in my, you know, who rode my bike? Yeah, he didn't, he wanted to think nobody had sat on that bike. And other than that, I don't remember any gifts in particular. I do remember a little Elvis guitar, plastic guitar. And, of course, we know that led to my great guitar playing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I don't play anything.
Oh.
And then, did you guys remember any particular, like, morning where, or in Dan's case, coming home from dinner where, well, you were stunned and shocked that you got something? I mean, you just didn't expect it because we didn't have any money.
Man, I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, I mean, I could say there are pictures of us holding certain toys, so I just from
and
that.
That's really the only memory I have is from those pictures. Same thing.
Right.
Pictures of me with something. I go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Oh, I got an electric guitar with an amp, a little amp.
See, you know what? See, that's what started and fed this fantastic career as a bass player in a band. Started was, right there.
There was one Nintendo game I can vividly remember. Just obsessing over, knowing that was on the list and knowing I was probably going to get it. And, yeah, it was Blades of Steel. It was a hockey game. It was the first hockey game that you that,
but did you know,
that had fighting.
You know you're going to get it?
Pretty much, yeah. I think I was maybe at that age where you knew some of the things you were going
well,
to get.
Well, 1 year I found my stuff. You know, they hide it.
Yes,
people
I did
used
that
to do.
Too.
People used to do a lot of layaway. They go Christmas Eve and lay away, and they pick it up. The other thing they did, they hide it somewhere. And 1 year, I found the stuff because I set out to find it. I'm tearing that house apart. It's not a very big house, a little bitty house, and I find where my mom had tried to hide stuff behind some coats or something. So I opened them up.
Oh boy!
Yeah, oh yeah, taped them back together. And then Christmas morning, oh, I can't believe it!
Yeah,
you act real surprised. They probably knew.
Mine was in. I think my mom's car 1 year, either the trunk or back seat.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good place to hide it.
Buick Skyhawk or Skylark, one of the two.
I think they had both. There was both. There was a Skylark and a Skyhawk.
I can't remember which one it was. It was brown. I still remember the color of the car.
They were ugly, that's all.
Yes, they were very ugly.
So I have time very quickly. I can tell you, Jose will be in after the 4 o'clock news, by the way, just in case you have any TV questions or tablets or whatever, telephones. I do think my favorite story at Christmas actually comes from my dad. And I've told you the story before. It's a true story. They were beyond poor, but lots of people were because of the Depression. I mean, it wasn't like they're the only poor people. And he tells me he was, I believe, 18 when they finally were able to like be the last family in the neighborhood to get electricity. And getting electricity meant there was a cable that ran to the house, and the house was at 2 rooms. That's it. 5 kids, 2 rooms. And a cord, an electrical cord, came down from the ceiling, and it had like 8 plug-in places on it, just a giant extension cord. And anything in the house that was electric, it looked like the Maypole, where kids or dads are holding a. They were just cords. The iron and the toe, whatever, coming from this one receptacle hanging in the ceiling. There was no in-the-wall circuitry or anything. So, he says, you have to understand that my parents went to church all the time, and my grandmother, especially my dad's mother, very, very devout. She was religious, never missed a church, a Sunday in church. So, the church had a thing where you give toys for poor kids. And my dad said his mom insisted, even though they had next to nothing, they give to people worse off. So my dad gave up. He said the toy he played with the least was a wooden tractor, a wooden wheel. So it's a tractor. So he gives it to the church. Christmas Eve, the church members go to all the poor homes. And they came and knocked on my dad's, their door, where my dad lived. and gave them a gift because they knew they were poor. It was his tractor. He got it back because they didn't know what gifts came from what person, so they just piled them up and then they wrapped them. He said they gave me back my tractor that I didn't even want, that I gave to the poor, because they were on the list of families to go help. I just think that's hilarious, because one minute, I could see him as a kid so excited. Oh, my goodness. You don't know it's because you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that it should be embarrassing because you're a kid. Sure, it was embarrassing for my dad's dad and then his mom that, oh, my goodness, we're on their list of needy people to help. And then you tear into the package, and it's the same old tractor, the one you didn't even care enough about, so you gave it away. Oh, my goodness, I think that's hilarious.
This week only, Edwards Carpet is having its most incredible sale of the year. In fact, the most incredible sale ever. Well, okay, I know, after months of holiday shopping and hundreds of commercials that sound just like this one does so far, where does Edwards get off saying most incredible sale ever, this week only, just days after Christmas, when everybody else is telling you to drop everything and run to their incredible sale? Well, if you're even remotely thinking about new carpeting and you've been waiting for a big enough sale, then move back from your radio, because here it comes. Now, through January 4th, Edwards' top-of-the-line 65-ounce 25-year warranty carpet that usually goes for $7.99 a square foot is only $4.99 a square foot, plus a thick 7/16 inch 8-pound pad free, installed free, and this week only. Interested now? We'll take up your old carpet and move your furniture free. There, if you don't think that's an incredible sale, you must have had some kind of holiday.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Open New Year's.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-700-5105. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
With GoToMeeting, you can really connect with your team members anywhere.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for video conferencing in. Lou, have the suppliers
give...
Okay. Marta, when did the designers...
Started yesterday.
Perfect. Rodney, how
were... Showed them the first round earlier. We're good.
That's great. You know what, Tom?
Don't worry. We'll show it to the team in Dallas before sending it to accounting.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Eon the Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. I just have one thing. I saw this. It kind of goes along with what we were talking about earlier with Christmas. There is a new thing this year you can buy. It's a, you know, nativity sets or... popular around Christmas time.
Well, unfortunately, they're becoming less and less, well, at government public places, but yes.
So this is at modernnativity.com. It is the hipster nativity set. It has Mary and Joseph.
And they're both guys?
No.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
I know.
Man and a woman.
There's a nativity scene out there like that.
Yeah. Man and a woman. Joseph is wearing like a denim shirt and some khakis.
Mm-hmm.
Mary has like a off-shoulder shirt, and she's giving the peace sign while giving a duck face and holding a cup of Starbucks while Joseph is doing a selfie of all three of them. They're both huddled around baby Jesus. And Mary, so this is the all the wise men are riding Segways. They're dressed up in different hipster outfits. One has like a beanie cap on, another
has... I guess
has
the point is, if Jesus were born
modern day,
today,
yes. Today.
What the manger scene would look
so
like.
All three wise men are on Segways. They're all carrying Amazon boxes. And they all have different hipster type of dress on. One guy has a scarf on with a t-shirt, of course. Then there's a cow. But stamped on the side of the cow with the brand, it says 100% organic, and the cow is eating out of gluten-free feed.
You know what? That's actually funny. I thought at first it was going to be sacrilegious.
No, it's just modern day. Yeah, the sheep is wearing a Christmas, ugly Christmas sweater. You know, those are popular now.
Yeah, funny.
And then, I don't know, I guess the shepherd is using like an iPad. He has earphones in, and he's messing around with that. So you can actually buy this. This is $129.99.
Where do you
get it? It's on modernnativity.com. It's the modern day nativity set. That would happen today if baby Jesus was born. You would have Mary and Joseph in the background taking a selfie while giving the peace sign and a duck face.
Except, weren't they supposed to be poor?
That doesn't necessarily mean anything nowadays.
I guess
you can still have a smartphone.
You can have a government phone.
Yeah.
No,
well, you can have a Straight Talk or something like that through our Cricket or something like
that.
Yeah,
any cheap phone nowadays takes pictures and gets on the internet. You can get a $20 phone that does that. So no, that was it.
Dan, anything?
No, I have nothing.
Let's close it up. Work segment's officially closed. If there's anything on your mind, this would be a good time to call. Here we go. For most cell phones, it's star KTRS. From other phones or cell phones where that doesn't work, it would be 314-969-KTRS, and then there's 888-550-KTRS. And as usual, we don't care what you want to talk about. You can just call, just to be calling if you want to, just to say, you know, happy Thanksgiving. That's okay. Peon was nice enough to give me this printout about Cracker Barrel, my favorite regular average person restaurant in the world. I haven't eaten all over the world. I've never been to Europe. But Cracker Barrel, to me, and a lot of it is because I was raised in the South, is the closest thing to being 10 years old and going to dinner that I can find in this country. But check this out. This Thursday, they will feed and serve, they'll serve 460,000 pounds of turkey. That would feed a family of four for 57 years.
Oh, my goodness.
333,000 pounds of gravy. That would fill two average swimming pools. Yeah, the funny thing about that is you cannot help but in your mind visualize swimming pool full of gravy. That's a weird sight. 77,000 pounds of cranberry relish. 1.2 million pieces of pie. And they'll serve 1.5 million people at Cracker Barrel just on Thursday. That is the equivalent of feeding the entire city of Philadelphia.
Ooh. Yeah, I had no idea that, because I saw somebody else asking either on a message board or something online, where are places to go for out to eat for Thanksgiving?
And most places are closed.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of restaurants that are open, though, and they also have buffets. You can go to, I don't know, it's a Golden Corral or Old Country
See, I think
Buffet
it would,
or something.
For most restaurants, it would be smart to be open because not everybody has somebody that cooks.
Oh, right.
And you're going over to Grandma's house and all that stuff. That's not everybody.
That's like on the movie A Christmas Story when they have to go out to eat on Christmas. They had to find, it was a Chinese place that was open.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, I can talk to a couple of people here. Let's talk to Patty. Hello, Patty. How are you?
Hold on.
Patty?
No, that's my problem here. Hold on.
Patty, that was Peon's problem.
Sorry. Is that better?
It's not your problem. It was Peon's problem. That's fine. How are you?
I'm great. You guys are hysterical today.
Well.
So I have to call and say that I was really bad the year I found out that there was no...
Don't say it.
And I was around seven, and I was so mad, I immediately went to my two younger brothers and told them. And then I got punished.
Oh, my goodness. You were horrible.
Oh, you were like, if it's ruined, I'm going to ruin
it.
I'm
going to
burn this place down.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
I know. Isn't that brutal? I feel bad for this day.
No.
But not that bad. A great place to go for Thanksgiving dinner is the Lunt Mansion Restaurant.
Okay. She probably works there. Free
play. No, I don't. I don't.
My
aunt and uncle used to own it, and now my cousins own it. And we try not to go very often because we don't want to ruin their Thanksgiving by cooking all day. But I'll tell you what, a couple years ago, my husband and I were the very last couple to eat, and the food was just as good as if I could have been the first couple that ate.
Well,
That's how good their food is.
I've never been to that place.
They do that all fried chicken on Sundays, family style.
Yeah.
And they do that on Thanksgiving as well.
Okay. If they want any more commercial time, they can pay for it. Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome. You. See you guys. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Greg, how you doing, Greg?
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I'm Eamon P. Long time listener.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I live over in Hoyleton, Illinois, about 50 miles east of St. Louis, and Centralia, Illinois, they have their annual Halloween parade, and they set up the fire out of who's going to be in the parade and everything. And do you remember that in 1986 that you were the parade marshal?
I was the grand marshal, yes.
Yeah, you remember that?
I remember that I was there, and I was the grand marshal. I don't remember anything else. I don't remember any specifics about it.
Yeah, no, it's their annual Halloween parade, and I was looking through the flyer and saw that you were there in 1986. So.
Yeah, and you'll always notice what you'll notice, Greg, is you never see that I'm invited back anywhere for a second time.
Yeah, what's that about?
There's a lot of those. Remember that one time that you were in Mulberry Grove High School? You remember that one time? And it's funny. It only happened once, and then it was, I'm sure they said, let's see if we can find where Smash is or something. But yes, I do remember that. I remember that I was there, that I was invited, but I have real trouble with specifics, like what I rode in or whatever. But I remember they were nice. People were very nice to me.
Yeah, but that's crazy. That's my son was born in 1986.
Yeah, we don't need to go into how old I am. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And then I went and... came to John Lombos open house for a summer or two before I met you and Dan and I got a free set of ball tickets for that Monday night.
See,
for
that's how nice we are.
That's right.
You
so you guys have a good Thanksgiving, but
you
I just want to bring that up.
Well, thank you, Greg. Well, Greg essentially called to let people know how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
And even back in 80, whatever.
Fred is next. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
I have something I would like to ask you to do and ask your listeners to be extra nice to those people working on Thanksgiving. It's a day not everybody wants to work, but they have no choice. So if you could put that out there, I'd appreciate it.
That is a great point, I think.
And also, I understand a member of your staff has restaurant experience, and if he could tell me, does Sambo's, are they open on Thanksgiving?
Sambo's?
And Dennis,
yeah. Sambo's, yes, used to be open on Thanksgiving.
Did you work it?
I did. I had to work Thanksgiving.
I got to tell you something. I used to work on Thanksgiving sometimes, and I would work Christmas. But I was young, and I loved it because it was time and a half or double time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get enough of it. I'd go, it was vacation, I'll work. I loved it.
I worked all the holidays.
Yeah, not everybody likes it.
No. Some people are parents, and they have kids, and they still have to work.
Yeah.
And those are the people I feel bad for.
Yeah, so anyway, if your listeners are out there and to see something, just say that's thanks or throw an extra couple bucks on the table.
That's a great idea. Thank you,
Fred. Have a good Thanksgiving. Thanks,
you
Frank.
Too.
Bye.
I think he's got a great point.
Yeah.
If you go to any business Thanksgiving, just say, hey, thank you so much. I realize it's Thanksgiving Day. Thank goodness people like you are working today. And look at the people that stand behind the counter selling candy bars or whatever at the gas stations, those convenience things. They're working. Nurses are working. A lot of doctors are working. Cops are working.
Yes.
The EMTs, the first responders, they're all working.
Well, apparently there's a lot of stores that are going to be open, too. So.
And that's what I was going to say. It's a bummer to hear that because you heard the Mall of America and some malls were going, you know what, we're scaling back. We're not going to
I think it's stupid.
Open until
stupid.
Friday morning.
It's
and
greed.
A lot of them are still staying.
It's just greed.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to open at 5 a.m.? Let's open the day before. Just pure greed.
Yeah.
Look, if John Landoff wanted to be open every Sunday or any car dealer, they could make a lot more money, I think. Maybe not. Maybe by not being open Sunday, those people who are going to buy, if they don't buy Sunday, they'll buy the other day, Saturday, Friday, whatever. Nick is up. Nick, how are you?
Hey, hello, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Nick. I'd like to start by saying I like the way you talk.
Well, I'm actually in a tractor.
I'm
on a headset. So. Oh. Hey, I just, you were talking about restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving. We live in a little county up here in Illinois, and there's two restaurants that I know of that are open on Thanksgiving, but it's no charge. You come and you eat, and you just, if you want to pay, you pay.
Wow.
If not, you're not.
How many people, do people take advantage of that, do you think?
Yes. There's, people do, and they're not looked down on. You know, it's just a good time.
No, I mean, do you think people abuse it? People who can afford to eat? You know, good.
They put a jar up. You know, if you want to pay some, you do. And people, you know, they come out ahead because I know the people personally. You know, and it's great. It's absolutely great.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Frank. Take care.
Yeah. When I hear myself on talking to the phone, these people, something weird going on. Let me talk to Steve. Steve, how's it going? Steve.
Hello. Actually, I called about two different things. Number one, I worked for a delivery service for years and years and years, so we do medical delivery, and we never got a day off because if someone needed blood at 3 o'clock in the morning, it didn't make any difference. If it was a police officer or a homeless person, we had to pick up blood for the Red Cross on Christmas and Thanksgiving and deliver it. And that's one thing which people don't know about delivery service. A lot of them don't have days off. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right.
Good to know.
And we're never looked at as the unsung hero. But what I mainly called about was you said that the Virgin Mary was poor. Well, cheated and looked.
No, I didn't say the Virgin Mary. I said I thought they were poor, Mary and Joseph. I thought they were poor.
Well, I looked up the Virgin Mary on Google. I did cheat, and it says that she was not rich or poor, that they came from a middle-income family. So they were middle-income.
Well, that settles it.
Wow.
If it's on the Internet, it has to be.
Absolutely.
The Internet
never, ever have a lie on it. There's no way in the world the Internet could not be accurate. So you have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Steve. Thank you. That settles it.
Yep.
Internet. Guy, or in France, Guy. Hello, Guy. How are you? Guy?
Guy?
Guy, this is where you speak.
Whoa, guy.
Hey, guy.
Where is that guy? Where is that guy? Where did that guy go? Guy? Guy? I get no guy. All right, we go to Joe. Joe, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Frank?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
I was just going to say, but guys, is this thing on? Hey, is this thing on?
It's on for you.
Hey, listen, I work for a big airline here out of St. Louis, too, and I've noticed that Thanksgiving is just another day where, I don't know if you remember in the holidays, nobody used to fly. Now everybody flies.
Yeah, I don't get it. I would think by then you'd be where you're going to be, not flying on a holiday.
No, everybody is, it's amazing. It's just like a normal day. We have a normal schedule, and like you said, the delivery guys come, everything, it's amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
I'll tell you something, I know this is weird, but I think that every business, if it's possible, meaning you can't shut down the hospital, okay, I get that. But other businesses, it almost ought to be mandatory. The Thanksgiving Day, I don't care if you're not religious, you're an atheist. It's for other people. It's for people that work for you who like to see their families. I just think that Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day should be a big deal to everybody and should be the opportunity for everybody to get together that hadn't seen anybody for a while, with the exception, the hospital people and the cops. But when you take that job, you know that. You know that's a job where, well, we're shutting down, it's Christmas. No, you can't do that. I don't, Peon, I don't guess, you've never really worked anywhere. What have you done before this?
I had a restaurant, a few jobs. Sure, I probably had 5 or 6 jobs over the course of my life. But I don't think one where I ever had to work Thanksgiving or...
I have to tell this story real quickly. We just finished this election, this big election. And in 1972, I was working at the short time that I left town, I left for basic training for the Army. So because of that, when I got out, I was stuck around for a while. And I worked at this little nothing dump station owned by a really nice guy, Curtis Sigmund. He owned an AM station and FM station. So it was just privately owned one guy. And I remember election day, because I was a newsman. I know this seems hilarious. I was the news director. Because I needed a job so badly that I took that. I didn't know one thing about the news. But I came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was my shift till 2. And did the news. Well, election day, he said, can you stay over and pick up at 3 o'clock and go on the FM station and read results? So I said, sure. So I worked 6 a.m. to midnight. Went home, lived half an hour away, slept 3 hours, came back and went back on my regular shift the next day, 6 to 2. I'm not making any of this up. Mr. Sigmund, and when I tell this story, if he has relatives around or if this gets back to him, this is not in any way meant to be bad. It's just who he was. He called me in his office as I'm finishing up the second day. Now, this is after a 6 a.m. to midnight day, 3 hours sleep, back for 6 a.m. to 2. He called me in his office, and he hands me an envelope. And he says, I want you to know that what you just did didn't go unnoticed. Good work. In it was a check for $10. And that's when I knew.
Wow.
This business, there's something wrong here. But he handed it to me like, he had given me $1,000. And to him, because he didn't do that. That guy, he was not a guy to throw out a lot of compliments or anything. $10. I called my wife. I said, we're out of here. we are out of here. This is unbelievable to me. I almost wanted to say, really? Why didn't she just keep it? I mean, it'd be about the same. But he was such a nice guy. I really liked him.
The next time you're in your basement, look up.
What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a two-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
Changes in weather can lead to colds and other ailments. Rely on the most accurate, easiest to use thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Exogen is available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Can Carson Kressley, Boy George, and Real Housewife Kyle Richards really impress the Terminator? Don't miss the premiere of the all-new Celebrity Apprentice with new boss Arnold Schwarzenegger tonight on NBC.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Yeah, let him get sober.
Let me go home.
Let him go home.
Let me go home and start over.
We're talking, of course, about Mike Evans, who's in Southern California, the Coachella Valley, to be specific. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Gift cards must be a great idea because they sell thousands of them every year. So remember that when you get to that person where you just, you don't know what to do. Here's what to do. Gift card, Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley. And now, here is from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm sorry, I forgot. Not the Coachella Valley. He's in town. Run for your lives, Mike Evans.
Yeah. Lock up your daughters, homie.
Lock up your daughters. Oh, man.
Chilly here, homie. What's up with that?
What?
Yeah. Chilly.
Oh, this is nice. It's nice. It could be, there can be a foot and a half of snow on the ground. You're lucky. You lucked out. Easy 50 winter.
50 degrees is cold. 45 degrees is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're used to 85. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Pian, I have this echo again. What is that? Like I'm in a barrel. What is that about?
He's on a cell phone today, so I just had to crank him up pretty loud.
Okay. All right. So you're at your daughter's house, I'm guessing.
Yeah. In Chesterfield. Is that better?
That's fine. We got you. That's good.
Here's your pop quiz question. Janelle Bungeon.
Why did you
hesitate with that?
What did you call her? What's her first name?
Giselle.
Okay. Maybe he didn't recognize it. It sounded like you said Janelle Bungeon.
And Tom Brady are probably America's couple, you know. However.
And there's always a however in life.
During his first game as a New England Patriot, who did Tom Brady bring to the game and leave after the game with as his date? Kate Moss.
Ooh, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Or Tara Reid. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, after being broken up for a month, Jamie Foxx has begged Katie Holmes to take him back.
Oh, I sure hope he does.
Yeah, well, they're
or
back
she
in
does.
A couple. It's a beautiful thing.
Right? I was hoping those kids would make it.
Some states are better for lovers than others. Here are the top five states with the fewest percentages of divorce and the five states with the highest percentage of divorce. Are you ready?
Ready.
Lowest rate of divorce. Number five, Delaware. Number four, New Jersey. Number three, Rhode Island. Number two, Wisconsin. And the lowest rate of divorce, Hawaii.
I don't doubt that. It's paradise.
Yeah. Worst place to be married with the highest divorce. Number 5, Alaska. Number 4, Arkansas. Number 3, Nevada. Number 2, Wyoming. Worst place to be married. Number 1, Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's no surprise to anybody.
Obama exclusive. The Obamas have repeatedly purchased 3 homes, one in Washington, D.C., a 9-bedroom mansion in the diplomat area, another house in the Thunderbird Heights or Rancho Mirage, not far from where I live, and another house in Kailua, Oahu, about 15 blocks from my old stomping grounds. Those are the 3 houses they'll be living at after he leaves the White House.
Well, at least they're not dead broke like the Clintons were.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the Clintons were broke.
Yeah, dead broke, according to her.
The Trump exclusive, Melania, and Young Barron are going to stay in New York while he finishes school. I don't know if it's the rest of the school year or 3 more years. It sounds a little weird. New York Post headline about the story that President-elect Trump is back on his Twitter account more than ever. Post headline screams, Commander in tweet.
They've done better.
Yeah, they've done better.
They've done better.
Date in history, November 21st, 1939. The world was shocked when the movie Frankenstein with Boris Karloff was released.
I'm telling you, I saw it as a kid. It scared me to death.
Yeah.
It was very scary.
Birthdays today, Goldie Hawn, 71.
71?
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Marlo Thomas, 73.
Ooh, man, we're so old.
Yeah.
Did you like Marlo Thomas?
Yeah. What's not to like? And she's carrying on the good works of her daddy with St. Jude.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
And there was a meeting between Trump and all of the news networks, the anchors and the executives of the networks. They wanted to find out what kind of schedule he was going to keep as far as media being able to get to talk to him during his presidency. Instead, he just called all of them a bunch of liars, how ridiculous it was, how some of the anchors started crying when Hillary lost, and basically just threw him out of his office and said, well, he wasn't talking at all.
Oh, man.
That's going to be fun. And finally, who was Tom Brady's big first date when he first did his first game as the New England Patriot? Kate Moss, Reese Witherspoon, Paris Hilton, or Tara Reid?
Oh, so any one would have been fine.
Yeah, I'll go Kate Moss.
Paris Hilton.
The other one. Give me the choices again, right?
Kate Moss, Reese Witherspoon.
Witherspoon.
Tara Reid.
Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon.
Let's say it again.
Witherspoon.
You're all wrong. Tara Reid.
No. It's a great connection.
And you can hear my family just talking, just making a bunch of noise, just talking over each other.
No, we just hear kind of a garbled transmission. Does your daughter have a landline for next time?
She doesn't have a landline, I don't think.
Okay.
I'll find out though and let you know.
Okay.
Have a great day. I think I might go have a little dessert over at Andy Gunn's tonight.
I think you should.
Although,
you can't because it's Monday.
Yeah, they're closed.
They're closed on Monday.
Okay, Mike Evans.
Yeah. Hey, no, he doesn't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
If he can't have what he wants, he's not going to play. He's going to go home. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn. Of course he should go there. It's his sponsor, for goodness sake. Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And it's a good reminder that they are closed, both of them, on Mondays, with only a couple of exceptions. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands of them every year.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts.
from The Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a two-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
This week only, Edwards Carpet is having its most incredible sale of the year. In fact, the most incredible sale ever. Well, okay, I know, after months of holiday shopping and hundreds of commercials that sound just like this one does so far, where does Edwards get off saying most incredible sale ever, this week only, just days after Christmas, when everybody else is telling you to drop everything and run to their incredible sale? Well, if you're even remotely thinking about new carpeting and you've been waiting for a big enough sale, then move back from your radio, because here it comes. Now, through January 4th, Edwards' top-of-the-line 65-ounce 25-year warranty carpet that usually goes for $7.99 a square foot is only $4.99 a square foot, plus a thick 7/16 inch 8-pound pad free, installed free, and this week only. Interested now? We'll take up your old carpet and move your furniture free. There, if you don't think that's an incredible sale, you must have had some kind of holiday.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Open New Year's.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
This is the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.